Hi, this is Martin Compton. I'm a senior lecturer in teaching, learning and professional development at the University of Greenwich. But I have for a long time worked on DET programs and their predecessors. And in fact, it was mentoring DET students that got me into teacher education in the first place. My own area of discipline is English and history. I've taught a range of other humanities, social science type subjects, as well as ICT. And I volunteered to be a mentor, somewhat reluctantly, I have to say, in the first instance, because I had a very persuasive boss. But I was really glad I did it, and it's actually the thing that crystallized my intention to get more involved in teacher development, teacher training, academic development. So for me, it's been an absolutely phenomenal and career-changing event. But as I say, I was a little bit reluctant, but my first experience actually convinced me that I wanted to do it more, and I then did it for about 4 years. I was a little uncertain at the time about what my responsibilities were, and at the time I didn't have anything like the kinds of materials that are obviously being assembled here, and it was finding my way around in the dark, something like the blind leading the blind. So a lot of it was initiative led, and I think I did some things right and intuitively, but it wasn't until I got to the second, third, fourth year of doing it that I really felt as though I was adequately prepared. So I think it is worth attending training, talking through, getting to grips with what the key responsibilities are. From my point of view, it was very much a conversational relationship, conversation based on what I was doing for preparation, conversation about what I was doing in terms of the teaching, conversation about what I was expecting when I was sitting in the sessions that my mentees were delivering, and then using it as a springboard to discuss the more complicated theoretical aspects that they were being asked to apply in terms of reflective practice and so on. So that foundation really set things out for me, and I was very pleased and gratified to, even from the beginning, to see how important my role in their training was. And I didn't particularly have a good mentoring experience on my own PGCE, and these things have definitely improved and evolved over time. And it was an effort on my part really to try and make things better, and I could see, and I was told that what I was doing was fundamental really to their development, and I think it is. And I think if you're open to answer questions, say what you know, express what you don't know, help people articulate their ideas, because being a platform for the articulation of ideas is crucial, and having someone there that you can say, look, I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, or someone's told me to fill in the PDW2 form and I've no idea what that is. Even having someone there to do stuff like that can be really helpful in the role of a mentor. So it's big, it's small, it's grand scheme of things, and it's tiny little details. So it's just being that person there, and if you don't know the answer, you don't know the answer, but just having someone that is trusted and that can be that foil, that person who can be there to bounce ideas off, I think is crucial. So I said right at the very beginning that the key thing that I've gained is a substantial career change, and one that I've got absolutely no regrets about at all. It's been something that I really have valued, because it set me on the way to a second discipline, and it's been really startling for me. Now, obviously a lot of people wouldn't be interested in doing that, but there are other gains there too. Having somebody scrutinize you when they observe you forces you to become more reflective and analytical of your own practice. Looking at them provides a lens through which you can see yourself. So, you know, the benefits are very, very much two-way, if you're open to it. I'm a particular enthusiast for the observation of teaching and learning, but I'm very much of the school that thinks that the observer is learning as much as the observee, and that's not just a cliche. This, you know, through observation, if you are open to it, you learn all the time. And being a mentor provides you an opportunity to do that. And taking responsibility for somebody who is effectively a novice, and being that presence is very rewarding indeed. It can even be rewarding when you have someone who's struggling. I had one mentee that I can think of who really was struggling with not only the theoretical components, but confidence, ideas, was stifled at every turn by his own nervousness and lack of self-assurance. And the course that he was on, the DET course that he was on, and the approach that we took in terms of the mentoring really helped him get through that year. I mean, it was crucial, and the rewards are really quite significant, actually. In the same way that any teacher will get rewards from seeing their students succeed. But this has the added benefit of, through helping one, you are then helping or improving in some way the lives of all their future students. So that cascade effect is quite tangible, I think, and profound as well. I think I've talked about what the key roles are, because they really are, on the one hand, clear, and on the other hand, determined by the needs of the individual mentee. I've also been asked to talk about what I think the characteristics of a mentor are on a DET program, and I would say that openness is probably the key characteristic. Not coming to the relationship with set ideas about how something should be done. Too often mentors desire, not explicitly aware of themselves doing so, to shape their mentee into the kind of teacher that they are. You know, it's worked for me, I'm a good teacher, I'm a knowledge good teacher, therefore my mentee should do it in my way. And it's much bigger than that, I think. It's about seeing where there are different ways of doing the same thing, of achieving the same goal, and being open to that, and being open to reappraising your own practice, as well as assisting the mentee develop their own practice too. So openness to all of those things, I think, is absolutely fundamental. Being prepared to challenge, however, where things are not going right, to draw out, elicit, engage in conversation as the first step towards aspects of coaching, but having things up your sleeve, suggestions that will help them develop and improve if they're not forthcoming through some kind of learning discussion or conversation. So it's about not being prescriptive, not being didactic, not expecting people to do things exactly how you do them, but at the same time being willing to share expertise, resources, approaches, techniques, stories, and reassurance, and guiding them towards a position, I suppose, of self-efficacy. And it really is one of the best things you can do. So I wish you all the very best.